Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting live to you in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Today is quite the day. This week has been quite the week. I am so ready to quit this job, but I don't have a new job yet. Why did I bring that up? I'm actually really excited because tonight, as I am speaking, the video that I made for this Friday is available right now because I finished editing it yesterday afternoon, right before I went to see Pete's Dragon. Oh my gosh, that film was awesome. And I was able to upload it last night. And it finished this probably while I was asleep, actually. Because when it comes to the videos for my Esperanza channel, it takes at least 5 to 12 hours for it to upload. I do not understand why. But for the gaming videos, it takes at least 2 to 3 hours. What the heck? I don't know if it's the type of stuff I'm recording or if it's just the size of the video. I have no idea. But you are tuning in to listen to a book reading. The book that I am reading today is called Not a Family Trait. It's actually a really good book. What I haven't done in ages is read the story description that I've written for the book. So this is how it goes. Loosely based on Ghost Whisperer, this story is of a young girl who must deal with a newly gained skill. This, of course, happened when the ghostly form of her mother brings her back to life from a death-defying experience. Melissa Garrison has to deal with all the ghosts she sees, even the dangerous ones. How unfortunate she must go through this alone. After all, it was not a family trait. Jeez, why am I yawning? Wait, no, I know why I'm yawning. Jeez, okay. So what do you think of that description? I think it's great. I actually prefer this one than the one that I had originally written. I think I might actually keep this one. So, as I said earlier, I went to see Pete's Dragon yesterday. Oh my gosh, that was such a beautiful movie. And it was beautifully done. It was a little slow at first, but they did plenty. They did a great job at expressing the emotions in the dragon's eyes, because the dragon could not talk. And if we know from any experience, the eyes give the most deepest, the most raw emotions ever, especially body language. Jeez, when you can't talk, the body language and the eyes are the most important things when you're trying to express your words, especially if you can't talk. Sorry, I should not be yawning. Although I did take a nap, so I think I might actually go back to that nap after this show, because seriously, I'm so tired. I have not been able to stick to a routine for bedtime. I need to figure that out, but it'll have to be after I change jobs. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about last week's reading. Last week I did two two reading segments, one on Thursday and one on Friday. Thursday was a makeup for one of the Fridays that I had missed when I had no internet. And I had no internet because I was switching apartments. This super old building is getting renovated, and they decided to renovate the 40 worst apartments. Not the entire building, but the 40 worst apartments. Jeez, oh, I wish they had enough money to do the whole entire building. Oh, well. Anyways, as I said, let's talk about what happened in the previous reading, shall we? So, wait, what pages did I do in the previous reading? Oh, jeez. No. Oh, boy. Jeez, I'm so sorry, guys. Anyways, let's see. Melissa told her nanny that she's been able to see ghosts. And so the nanny's been trying to, like, kind of help her in dealing with the ghosts, even though Kyler doesn't really know much about ghosts. And so she tells her about Lloyd and that he's been trying to find the Marquez estate. She points out that she should talk to her dad, and it turns out that the Marquez estate belongs to their family. In fact, her grandma lives on that property. And so she convinces her dad that she wants to go see grandma that weekend. And he says, why not? It's been a while. He just needs to okay it with her, you know, her grandma. And then something happens. A group of ghosts, just young and old people, a group of ghosts decide to see her. And it kind of freaks her out. Where was it? Where is it? I can't quite. Is that? No. It freaks her out. Where did I stop? I'm like going back and forth in my book. It's like confusing me super bad. She actually gets a vision from Angel, and it actually almost kills her, surprisingly. And she ends up going to a hospital. The doctor and her dad like ends up taking her out that same day. He didn't think it was necessary that she should stay there overnight, but the doctor did say he wanted her to didn't want her to do any strenuous work. And so Melissa asks what that word means, and he says to use a lot of muscles in physical activity, and because her dad is excusing her from school, you know. Oh, jeez. And so because of that, she gets to go to her grandma's a day early, which is really cool because the sooner the better, you know. And Lloyd decides to wake her up, though, when her nanny decides to let her sleep in, and he's telling Melissa that something doesn't feel right. He needs to get to the Marquez estate sooner than later. So, and they do actually. And this is where those ghosts start visiting her, telling her that they need help. They want to cross over, but she doesn't know what to do because it's this huge group of ghosts that's basically, you know, surrounding her, and she doesn't like it. It's scaring her. And so, which is surprising because this is where Kyler and her dad kind of see what's going on, but because they're ghosts, they can't see the ghosts. They only see Melissa, you know, circling around and being frightened and panicking and all that. Well, Kyler kind of comforts her a little bit, but she ends up seeing her grandma and, geez, where am I on the time? Okay, I need to hurry up a little bit. We stop with Melissa seeing her grandma, and she's actually on the point of telling her grandma about the ability. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading. Where should I start anyways? Something happened. Melissa paused for a moment.
On my birthday.
She turned to face Mama.
I saw Mom.
What?
Mama stared at her.
You saw Morin? How?
But I saw her ghost.
Uh-oh. Hang on. Sorry, I messed up somewhere. There we go. Okay.
But that's impossible,
Mama whispered in shock. Melissa shook her head. Her grandma darted her eyes while thinking. She stood and walked to a bookcase.
What are you doing, Mama?
She watched Mama pick up a book. Grandma Burke showed it to her before Melissa took it. Carefully, she read aloud each word.
The No House of Ghosts.
Chapter 5, The Fright of Her Life.
By Lizzie Parsons,
her grandma continued.
I've been studying ghosts ever since I was in high school. High school?
Melissa repeated with wide eyes. Mama laughed.
Yes, Melly. You see, weird things were happening around me. I thought I was a ghost. Ever since then, I've been rather obsessed.
She smiled. Have you seen any other ghosts?
Yeah, at school and in my neighborhood.
She gulped.
I don't like it. They scare me.
What about me? Lloyd asked after appearing in the living room. Melissa glanced at him and faintly smiled.
Whoops. Gosh dang it. Okay. I like you. Of course, you were talking to Trinity.
Well, yeah. Wait, you see one now? Melissa nodded.
Yeah, Lloyd came with me. It's kind of why I wanted to come over.
What do you mean? Grandma Burke narrowed her brows, but her person perked up after hearing Lloyd's name. It sounded familiar.
When I met him, he was trying to find the Marquez estate. I thought it sounded familiar.
Kyler pointed out that my friend Cheyenne has the same last name. It stayed quiet while she observed her mama. The elderly woman's cheeks flushed, yet her skin grew pale. Her eyes filled with curious wonder. Melissa waited for her to say something.
Melissa, what is Lloyd's last name?
Melissa looked at her ghostly friend.
Hansen,
he said slowly.
Your granny looks familiar. He says it's Hansen. Lloyd Hansen. Well, I'll be,
Grandma Burke whispered.
I haven't heard that name since the Marquez family sold the estate 30 years ago.
30 years? That don't make sense, Lloyd said, scrunching his brows. She saw him crossing his arms.
Mama, he looks confused.
Mama faintly smiled with sad eyes.
I bet he would be.
Lloyd used to live in my neighborhood. One day, he and a friend of ours went playing together.
They climbed a tree to see who could reach the top.
Jeez, I keep stuttering today. As she spoke, Lloyd's eyes widened.
I remember now,
he whispered. Melissa turned to him. But before she could narrow her brows, his memory flashed in her mind while he continued the story. We was playing round, pretending to be trapped. And all we could do was go up. Her mama noticed a sudden stiffness in her immediately. Melissa saw everything play out in front of her as if she was there herself. She noticed tall, live oak trees and a lake. Her nose scrunched. She could smell the hot, humid air surrounding them. That's when she saw him and a girl climbing a live oak.
Melly?
While I was climbing, my hands got sweaty. It made it difficult. I tried to get to the next branch, but my hand slipped. Lost my balance. His small body fell from the tree. Melissa winced. She heard the hard land and bones breaking. I don't think it hurt, because the next thing I knew, I was standing, and she was calling my name. Shaking her head, she pulled out of the memory. She glanced around and saw she was back in the living room. Melissa then told her mama what he said. Grandma Burke was stunned.
Wow, she whispered. All this time. It was just an incident.
What? Joe, our friend. She kept saying it was her fault. Mama shook her head.
Poor Joe. As she kept saying he was still there.
Whoops, I'm giving her an accent. Not good.
Joe,
Lloyd whispered. Melissa glanced at him.
I remember her. After I died, I followed her. She kept apologizing to me. I never bothered to respond.
He paused.
I should have. Is Joe still here?
Her mama winced.
What?
She is nearby, but the poor woman is so ill. You might have trouble getting her to talk. Mama gulped nervously.
Joe is actually a mile away from here. This is a big estate, after all. Please, Mama, you never got to accept her apology.
Grandma Burke smiled after hearing that.
What?
It sounds like you're going to help them cross over into the light.
Is that a good thing?
She wondered with narrowed brows.
It is, Nellie. I have a lot to teach you.
She sighed heavily.
Unfortunately, I don't have a car. We'll have to walk there. Oh, Daddy brought my bike.
Mama smiled once more, remembering she had a bike too.
We'll go together.
I actually remember a friend checked this bicycle I have. It's all fixed up and ready. Besides, I promised Joe that I would visit now and then. In a matter of minutes, they put on helmets, sat on their bicycles, and rode off. Melissa never rode on a dirt road before. It was very difficult, and her mama noticed.
Keep your slow pace, Melly. Dirt can be quite hard to ride on. If you feel the wheel moving in one direction, carefully move the opposite it's going.
Wait, is that right? I keep debating on this. No, not move the opposite. That would make it an accident. Carefully move it. No, I think that might be right. I don't know. I'll talk to someone who knows about bikes. Melissa nodded, her tongue sticking out on one side while she concentrated. They arrived at Joe's house within 15 minutes. When they were led to the living room, Lloyd appeared and saw Joe on a couch. Her head rested on a pillow.
Is that her?
Quietly. He walked around the couch.
Hey, Joe. It's me, Vestal. Can you hear me? Vestal? How long has it been?
Too long, dear. I brought one of my grandbabies. This is Melissa, and she actually has something to tell you.
Really? What about?
She tried to clear her throat.
Do you remember Lloyd Henson? I never did forget, dear friend,
Joe whispered. Her head lifted only an inch before resting it back on her pillow.
How does your granddaughter know about Lloyd? Well, I can somehow see ghosts. And I've seen Lloyd.
What?
But how? I thought he was already in heaven.
I'm still here, Lord said. He put a hand parallel to hers. Joe could feel his energy, like a touch almost. Mama gently pushed her toward Joe.
He's here.
She sighed heavily, thinking of what to say.
And he doesn't blame you for what you did. He was having a hard time climbing. His hand slipped and he lost his balance.
Tella, Lloyd started. Tell us you don't need to apologize. She never needed to. Wasn't her fault. She did so, which caused the tear to fall from Joe's eye.
We had so much fun,
she whispered. As she closed her eyes, one last breath came from her. A young girl of 8 annuals appeared next to Joe's person. Lloyd's eyes were wide when he saw the younger Joe. His mouth dropped.
Joe?
Melissa uttered in shock. The new ghost looked at Lloyd.
She was right,
she whispered. She glanced at Melissa.
Thank you.
The childhood friends turned their heads and saw something. Melissa couldn't, however. Only ghosts were allowed. The two held hands and walked slowly, fading away.
They're gone,
Melissa whispered.
Joe crossed over with them?
She nodded, making Grandma Burke smile.
That's good. Come on, Melly.
After they came back to Mama's house, Mama notified someone of Joe's death. They then worked on separate activities. Mama worked on a flower bed while Melissa swam in a small lake the estate had. The lake happened to be not far from the house. And in the winter, she and her brother would ice skate or etch shapes with a pick. She loved her Mama's lake. Floating around as energy, Angel watched her swim. His frustration grew, causing the temperature to rise again. Melissa gaped and turned around constantly to try to find him. She should have hurried to the little steps Mama had built after buying the estate, of course, but she didn't. The temperature continued to increase. Steam rose from the lake, surrounding her.
Stop, she whispered in panic. It hurts.
Her arms flailed while the hot lake hurt her skin. It didn't occur to her to swim toward the steps. She just kept kicking her legs and flailing her arms. Melissa knew if she didn't, her body would sink. The temperature rose even more, making her cry.
Stop!
As her arms flailed, the hot water splashed on her head and face.
Stop it!
Yards away, Grandma Burke heard her cries. Her brows narrowed, but for a split second. She then realized another ghost must have found her. Mama stood while dropping a trowel. She ran to the lake as fast as she could. When she arrived, she panicked. Nothing seemed to be in the lake, but she saw something sinking to the bottom. It took her a moment to squint her eyes. That's when she realized it was Melissa sinking. With such a light weight, Melissa didn't have much buoyancy. Grandma Burke slipped off her shoes and gardening gloves. On the last shallow step, she dove down. The water was super cold, but not to Melissa. Melissa stayed in the vision Angel put her in, the lake's hot temperature on her skin, still kicking and flailing her arms. It scared her and Mama. Mama grabbed a shoulder strap of the swimming suit. She swam to the surface before going to the steps. After moving Melissa to the grass, lost my place. She stared at her in confusion and shock. The moment they surfaced, Melissa continued her cries of fear and pain. The movements she did in her vision even happened outside of it. She would unknowingly hit her grandmother. Melissa's eyes darted in every direction.
Melissa, can you hear me? It's all right, Millie. He can't hurt you.
She She placed a hand on Melissa's chest, where her heart was.
Listen to me, Melly. He's only trying to scare you. Stop it!
Melissa continued kicking and flailing her arms. Mama placed hands on her cheeks.
Melissa, listen to me. It's not real, she said sternly. Come back to me, sweetie.
She waited for something to happen.
Mama,
she whispered after a few more moments of yelling.
Come on, Melly. I'm right here. You gotta listen, dear. It's not real. He can't hurt you there. Come back.
A tear rolled down Melissa's cheek. Her legs stopped kicking. Her arms rested on the green grass. Angel stayed around, and she pulled so hard to get away. He let her out of the vision. She looked up at the sky for a while. The times of lying on the grass with her mom came to her. Melissa smiled thoughtfully, but another tear escaped the corner of her eye.
I still can't believe it,
she whispered hoarsely.
Why did she leave?
Grandma Burke caressed her cheek.
Your mom?
Melissa nodded. And that is where I'm going to stop, everyone. Oh, good freaking grief. Okay. That is insane. And fortunately, I do have enough time to say goodbye. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rescue Rabbit saying goodbye with Harder to Breathe by Maroon 5. I love this song. Bye, everyone.
Mommy, it is unacceptable. The kind of feeling unnecessary, but it's cynical. I have a tendency of getting very physical. So watch your step, cause if I do, you'll need a miracle. You came me dying, made me wonder why I'm even here. The double vision I was seeing as I'm not clear. You want to stay, but you know very well I want to go. Now sit the tread the ground that I am walking on. Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder.